The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a very impressive 3-1 victory in front of a sellout crowd of 17,435 fans at SAP Center at San Jose. Sharks win 3-1 over the Rangers, and here is how it happened. Number one, the Sharks got the Rangers into penalty trouble big time in the opening minute and a half of the game. Two penalties, one on Mika Zibanejad for tripping, the other one on young Robertson for delay of game over glass, resulted in two power play chances that gave the Sharks a 2-0 lead. The first one came for Macklin Celebrini at 1:09. Smith, down low to Toffoli. Now back to Smith, top of the circle, down low to Toffoli on the left, throws to the slot, score! Macklin Celebrini's right in front of the net. Looked like he might have tipped it. But that was a nice high-low, high-low, high-low play on the left wing side. Playing catch with it. Smith and Toffoli made that play work. And Macklin in front got his stick loose. It's 1-0 Sharks at 1:09 of the first period. That ended an 0-13 streak the Sharks had on the power play since they scored 4 in a game against Dallas. And it was a big one for Macklin Celebrini, his 25th goal of the season from Tyler Toffoli and from Will Smith again at 1:09. The Sharks certainly getting Celebrini that number, and he ended up with 50 goals in 120 games, the fewest in Sharks history. Previously, the record set by Logan Couture, who got to 50 goals in 135 games. But the Sharks weren't finished on the power play. The second unit would come onto the ice, and at 3:08, with Robertson in the penalty box for that delay of game over glass penalty, it would be Pavel Regenda with a brilliant goal. Here comes Colin Graf, moving from left to right, down to the final 20 seconds of the Sharks' power play, with San Jose leading 1-0 in the early going. Fed in front, backhand shot, score! Pavel Regenda in the slot was wide open, and all he did was catch the puck with his backhand and toss it up top to beat Spencer Martin. That's another power play goal. At 3:08, the Sharks lead 2-0. Oh, what a great goal by Pavel Regenda, his 8th of the season, from Michael Misa and from Colin Graf. Both of those forwards had strong games for San Jose. Michael Misa in the faceoff circle, particularly strong, 7-1, 88% for an 18-year-old. That is mighty impressive against one of the best faceoff teams in the NHL.
Yeah, he's big, he's strong, and you talk about trust. You heard Ned talk about it, and those are key moments. And when you can get trusted in those situations, it's big for Misa.
One other note, too. Pavel Regenda not afraid to use the backhand shot. That was a brilliant play. Catching it with his backhand and then snapping it up top. More players should try that.
Yeah, if you have a shot like that, I would. I don't know if I had a backhand like that. It was an excellent play.
So, 2-0 Sharks after that at 3:08 of the period. That caused Coach Mike Sullivan to use his timeout and to try to get the Rangers to settle down a bit. But the Sharks continued to press, and it would be Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini brilliantly combining on this goal to make it 3-0. Here's Graf holding the puck, banking it forward to Smith, out to the slot. Celebrini shoots, score! Macklin Celebrini, a tic-tac-toe finish. No chance for Spencer Martin from 35 feet out. Celebrini's got 2 goals. This one is his 26th of the season. Smith has 2 assists, and the Sharks are up 3-0. I undersold that assist by Will Smith as to how brilliant it was, but it all started with a strong zone entry by Colin Graf. Both Smith and Graf assisting on Celebrini's second goal of the game, 26th of the year at 7:37 of the first period. Sharks up 3-0.
Yeah, no, again, you talked about it. Their Graf with the entry there, poised with the puck, and then just an unbelievable pass there by Will Smith.
The third time this season, the Sharks have had a 3-0 lead in any game. They beat the New Jersey Devils 5-2 here on October the 30th in that situation. And most recently, on the road in Florida, the Sharks led 3-0 and ended up winning that game 4-1. Tonight, it was 3-0 San Jose. At that point, only 7.5 minutes into the game, and the Rangers were reeling. But they would start to get their game back, and as the first period continued, Alex Nedeljkovic became a bigger player. He would make this big stop on Mika Zibanejad to keep it 3-0. Taken back by Toffoli, put it across the rink, but Perreault intercepts. Here come the Rangers moving in. Zibanejad behind the defense, gets the backhand shot on goal. That's a great save by Nedeljkovic, his best stop so far in this game. Great save on Zibanejad there, still 3-0 in favor of the Sharks. And then Artemi Panarin gave his effort to try to get the Rangers on the board. Here come the Rangers. A break for Panarin. Smith pursuing. Panarin moving in. Shooting it. Save made by Nedeljkovic. He stops Panarin on the semi-breakaway with Smith trying to get back defensively. And it's still 3-0 San Jose. Those are only two examples of Alex Nedeljkovic's goaltending, and they illustrate everything he did. But there were many more stops that he made on both of those star players.
Yeah, again, incredible. We talked to him. Controlled rebounds. Just rock solid tonight.
But the Rangers finally would get on the board at 12:50, and it would not be Zibanejad, it would not be Panarin, it would not be Perreault, it would be one of the grinders, Sam Carrick, that would get the only tally the Rangers would receive tonight. Sharks can't clear, shot to the net from the right point taken, and in front of a scramble, turnaround shot, Carrick scores! Sam Carrick, always working, gets the rebound of a play that was just kind of a broken play to the net from the right point. It deflected off a couple of skates, and doing a complete 360, Carrick was able to bank one off of the goaltender Nedeljkovic and get the Rangers on the board. That was the only goal the Rangers would get. It came at 12:50 of the first. Sam Carrick, his third of the season, from Darren Radish, and Taylor Radish, and from Anton Bleed. And so the fourth liners came up, and it was just a nothing fancy, nothing funny, just grinded out kind of a goal.
Yeah, that's what it takes sometimes. They're just throwing pucks towards the net, and they found one there.
Well, in the second period, the Rangers really had the better of the play, but it would be Alex Nedeljkovic coming up big with a variety of saves. Rangers had 11 shots. The Sharks had 7 in the second period. And in the third, the shots were 7 apiece. The Rangers had slightly better advantages in that situation. But it came down to some more goaltending by the Sharks netminder Alex Nedeljkovic to keep the score 3-1. And here is one example late in the third. Down to 22 seconds left. Rangers need 2 goals, not 1. Panarin the shot. Glove save made, scooped up by Nedeljkovic, who calmly hangs on with 18.4 seconds remaining in the third. Once again, I kind of undersold that save. It was a nice little scoop stop. But the main thing was everything that he talked about tonight, being calm, being collected, and giving his team confidence, he did that with that stop.
Yeah, you can't say that enough about a goalie that does that. You know, he makes the saves he should, the calming presence back there. He praised his defensemen and the way they've been playing, and he said it's fun to play in front of them. You got to love a guy like that.
And so, the final score, the San Jose Sharks 3 and the New York Rangers 1. And how do you like these apples? The San Jose Sharks sweep the season series from the Rangers. It's the third time in history that they've done that, and it is the first time since the 2013-14 season they've been able to sweep New York. The Rangers came into this game 11-0-3 in their previous 14 against the Sharks, 6-0-2 in their last 8 at the Shark Tank, but San Jose put an end to all of that with their first regulation win against the Rangers since October 23rd, 2017, also here at SAP Center, in a 4-1 win on that particular night. Right now, I believe we hear some stirring inside the Sharks dressing room, and Alex Nedeljkovic, who did just such a spectacular job in net tonight for the San Jose Sharks, made the biggest saves when they were really needed and only allowed one goal, and that was way, way back in the first period, is joining us, and he is with Scott Hannon.
Hey, Alex, you know, obviously a big win at home there, locking up the season series versus New York, and with the Anaheim win tonight over Seattle, you guys got yourself into a playoff, so take us through the feeling in the dressing room there.
We're just having fun and enjoying it. We played a great game tonight. You know, obviously, incredible start. You probably couldn't ask for a better start there. A couple power plays and executing there, and then I think we kind of let off the gas a little bit. I think we got a little cute, but we figured it out. We got back at it in the second period. Started playing on top of them, and same thing in the third. There, we just kept going, and we got to keep understanding that, you know, game 60 minutes, and really we shouldn't change how we play. The matter of the score, we're up 3, down 3, you know, tied. Like, so I thought we got better as the second, third period went on, and just keep finding ways to win. It's great.
Yeah, we talked a lot about your game here tonight. I thought you controlled rebounds really well. You smothered the puck when you needed to. You know, talk about your defense, because I also thought they did a really good job in front of the net, getting under sticks and allowing you to see plays, but also smother those pucks when you had the opportunity.
Yeah, D was great. The guys were awesome, especially they were kind of throwing pucks from everywhere, especially in the second period. I felt like they were just finding some lanes, especially from bad angles, and putting them on net and with people there. And we did a great job boxing out, tying up sticks. There was a few loose pucks laying around the crease there, and it allowed me a chance to hop on top and cover it up and kill the play and any sort of momentum they had. So, the D have been steady Eddie here. We had some big blocks at the end there from Mar, and I thought, you know, Vinny being back these last three games, he's been solid, just taking the body and being physical and making easy plays. And even, you know, I go down the list. Orly's been great. Klinger's slinging the puck pretty good. Lily's got a good 200-foot game, and Dickey's just coming right along, and he's getting better as the year goes on. It's just it's a lot of fun playing behind those guys right now.
You know, you mentioned Dickinson on that last comment there, Ned. What also about Michael Misa? Those two young kids have made a lot of progress this year, haven't they?
Yeah, it's been great, and they're starting to play bigger minutes for us, and that's what you need. You need contributions from everybody, and you know, it's not always about putting points up on the scoreboard. Sometimes it's about doing the little things and playing in big moments and in key situations and understanding what your job is and what the team needs to get done to win and understanding a role. And I think they're doing really good in the roles that they're in right now, and they're only going to continue to grow with each passing game and every day that they get better. So it's been fun to be a part of, we've got another 30 games here to go to keep building.
Speaking of the role, you knew the Rangers were going to push back and try to play with some desperation. When they started taking some control of the game, it just looked to me to be noticeable that your communication with all of your teammates was an important part of settling things down at certain times, beyond just being square to the shooter and controlling rebounds and so forth. What kind of things do you say as a goaltender to get guys settled down a little bit when things start to fall off the card a bit?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just to be calm yourself. It's not so much saying stuff and being vocal. You know, you try to be vocal during the play and, you know, pointing out where pucks are if there's a weird bounce or things like that, or picking up a loose guy and trying to communicate with the low forward or D, you know, if they're kind of straying away from the net a little bit. You just kind of give them a little reminder. But I think what goes a longer way is just being calm, being poised, and just making the saves you're supposed to make and just staying on it and being confident in yourself. And I think that does a lot more than any sort of words you could say or any type of communicating vocally. So just trying to always look after that next puck, look out for the next puck, and just keep moving forward.
Well, you've been doing that. You're showing a great deal of leadership. You've got 5 straight wins in your last 5 starts. Ned, congratulations on a really big win tonight at home in front of a great crowd.
Thank you, guys.
The Sharks' record is now 26-21-3. 55 points. They keep pace with the Anaheim Ducks in the race in the Pacific Division and gain ground on some other teams that they're fighting for playoff positioning. Meanwhile, it's been a tough season for the Rangers. They've got 1 win in their last 9 games. They dropped to 21-25-6, 48 points, and the Rangers on the road are 16-12-2. Once again, the final score. The Sharks, 3. The Rangers, 1. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.